Jessica Kelton, soil health educator with the Soil Health Institute, provides details for growers who are interested in participating in interviews to learn more about the impacts and benefits of cover crops and regenerative agriculture practices. To learn more about the surveys, how to participate, and recent findings, visit soilhealthinstitute.org.
At the Soil Health Institute, one of the projects that I work on is the U.S. Regenerative Cotton Fund. And really the focus of that project is to encourage the adoption of soil health management practices for growers. We know that soil health management practices can be a positive benefit to your bottom line, but to what degree? And so those economic interviews allow us to look at state by state or region and understand how it actually is impacting the net farm income for growers who have been adopting these practices. So growers who participate in these interviews, that information is compiled and used to develop some fact sheets that are available for other growers looking to change practices. It's anonymous information, but the key thing for the growers who participate is they actually get an individual report back to them. So a lot of times you hear the growers say, yeah, no, I'm saving money, or this is making me money, but have never put pen to paper to understand to what degree they're actually changed their bottom line. So they do get that report back. So they're helping to provide a resource to other growers, but they're also able to evaluate how that's impacted their financial situation by using those practices. And two, we do give those growers a small Visa card for their time to participate. So maybe they can use that to go to lunch or dinner on SHI.